is SPR, the People's Pod, giving you unfiltered and unqualified content, hopefully every single week, but sometimes we lose the episode and I sulk for 2 weeks. I'm Cliff, he's Joe. Welcome back, everybody.
What's up, everyone?
We are the 73rd best podcast, basketball podcast, sorry, basketball sports podcast in Finland. So all you, yeah, we're getting
Finland.
There. Finland, we got you. We got you.
The Finns? The Finnish? What do you call people from Finland? The Landians? Welcome.
We are not the experts in that. Nor are we the experts in basketball, but whatever. You're here. We're here.
What has it been, Cliff? It's been like 3 weeks.
It's been a while since the Klay Thompson release.
Yes, we had some scheduling issues, and then we did record a what if LeBron
went to
New York.
The decision was LeBron goes to New York. The lights go out before he can you do the part? Can you just do the part? This is very tough. And then we had the intro from Bernard, you know, journey to face the unknown and ponder the question, what if?
So they set up the decision, and man, they ask such hard-hitting questions as, where is the powder? And
it was an hour-long special. 1 hour long. Oh my god.
And do you have any doubts about your decision? And would you like to sleep on it a little longer? Wow, they really dragged this out. And you know, finally they get to the moment. You've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing. The answer to the question everybody wants to know: LeBron, what's your decision? And he says, "In this fall." Oh, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm gonna take my talents to
blackout. Lights turn back on. Jim Gray says, "Sorry." Oh, I apologize. I apologize, everyone. I apologize. LeBron, you were saying?
In this fall, and they're like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. And it's an imposter dressed exactly like LeBron in that plaid.
Like a Jay Farrell type, you know, like a Jay Farrell type.
The LeBron beard pasted on or drew on. and then the TV flashes to the other cities. Six cameras showing the cities. What's going on? Lights turned out in each city one at a time. First LA, Chicago, New Jersey, New York, Miami, Cleveland. Hush drowns out and all six screens turn to one screen. The lights show up and it's Jay and Alicia ushering in the new era of New York basketball, and the curtains unveil, and it's LeBron James in Times Square saying, I'm taking my talents to the garden.
He elevates on a platform, and they...
With Jay and Alicia, yeah. Yeah, that would have been great, but forget it. I'm not doing it again. Forget it.
Oh, sounds great though, right, guys? But it does sound great. Cliff recorded off his headphone audio instead of his microphone.
Yep.
And it sounded weird.
And then I suggested, why don't we go ghetto and use the Zoom audio? But in the Zoom audio, for some reason, Joe's mic didn't get picked up.
My recording's weird. So, no, I'm not going to go through and edit everything.
No, forget it.
Paste one audio onto the other. No, forget it.
What if we release it terribly on the Patreon? Although, I don't know if that's like a good Patreon content. Yeah,
so
listen to this terrible content on Patreon.
Gets the worst unreleased stuff. Yeah, sorry, guys. We're trying to set up that Patreon, but we don't know what better stuff to put on Patreon. We should just do our, like, pre-games and stuff and post-games.
Oh goodness.
Anyway, what are we doing today, Cliff?
Today, Joe, we wanted to invite a very special guest. Very special guest. We have the Sama himself, LeBron Sama, joining SBR to recap his post that was on Bleacher Report. LeBron Sama, welcome to SBR. Welcome to SBR.
Well, hello. It's good to be here.
I'm sorry, LeBron. I don't mean to laugh. I'm so excited that you are here, Sama. For all those that don't respect the Sama, please, please, you must all bow to the Sama.
Yes, bow to me. I'm the Sama. I wore my snake crown today. Because I'm the king. Sama means king. That's what it means.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, LeBron. We're here to talk about Bleacher Report's post when they tagged you, hashtag WashKing, after you posted hashtag WashKing on a number of many posts. I think it was about 12. Hashtag SuperWashed, hashtag WashKing, hashtag zero votes WashKing. When the player, when the scouts and executives didn't give you even one vote for best player in the NBA. So we're going to review the post and the comments. You're going to review the comments, Sama, and you let us know what you think.
I love comments. I love going through comments.
What could go wrong, right? What could go wrong?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're great because the people, they love me.
They do. Yeah. Okay. It might not be great for you. Okay. First one. It's going to be scary for the league this year. Crown.
Yes, they know what they're talking about.
Stephanie
it's
says
it's gonna be scary.
He about to come crazy next season.
I am about to come crazy. My jutsus are on point. No look past jutsu.
This is going really well. It's going really well. Okay.
Yes, I love this.
All right, next one. Miami Stadium says, so sensitive. Come on, bro.
See, that's why I post hashtag WashKing. Because that's what they say. Hashtag WashKing.
Edmar619 says, la crying on Instagram.
Oh, that's very clever because you added the la. Hashtag WashKing. They think I'm washed. I'm LeBron James. You know, I'm still LeBron James tomorrow, and you're just still whatever. You're boring, sorry life. So hashtag washed fans.
I love it, LeBron. Thank you. MXR Koss says, if he goes off this year and actually gets MVP or a title, I'll put him above MJ as the GOAT.
Hashtag WashKing, because how dare you not already have me above MJ?
I didn't know where that was going.
How dare you? How dare you? MJ? Who's that? You're talking about Magic Johnson? Mary Jane?
Blevhead says the underdog narrative is getting real old.
Well, I wouldn't know because I never spin that narrative. I just am an underdog. Everybody's against me. Everybody, even the media, you, Blevhead, everybody. MX Cross, I mean, everybody's against. The other guy said I'm not the GOAT.
Colin Ramey says, Bron thinking he still got it is funny.
Let's play one-on-one, you and me, right now. Let's play. You probably suck, Colin.
He going 28-10-10, says O2 Cart.
Five stars.
Owen Gregg, La Drama Queen.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue.
And how quickly we forget 2016.
Yes, that's what I want to talk about, Cliff, because in 2016, when I became the greatest player of all time, when I defeated the greatest team of all time, in the Warriors, how does that make sense? It doesn't, you know, how could I be the great? It doesn't matter. I'm the greatest. And how quickly people forget, Cliff, just 5 years ago. It was only 5 years ago when I was the greatest.
I mean, it was 5 years ago, LeBron.
That's what I said just 5 years ago. Only 5 years ago is what I'm saying. That's what I said. You're saying what I said.
That's when Fantastic Beasts came out. Does anyone remember that?
You know, it was a great movie. I just...
Oh, did you know, you saw that, Lauren?
It was the greatest. Yeah, it was the greatest year. So I saw all the movies. That's with Beast from the X-Men. Is that Kelsey Grammer or which one is that? Yeah, I saw it. It was good.
The Do-Over with Adam Sandler and David Spade, one of the lowest rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes of all time.
It's an all-time classic.
It was when Batman versus Superman came out.
Oh, the best Batman movie of all time. Batfleck. Yeah. I mean, Batfleck.
All right. Thanks, Sama. We will be watching and monitoring hashtag WashKing. Thank you. After getting 3 triple doubles, you said you constantly make your own motivation and then you lost in the playoffs. But
has everyone ever gotten as many triple doubles as me?
I think Russell Westbrook has.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you know, but I mean, that guy, he's just. Yeah, if I boxed out my own teammates, yeah, I mean, I'd get more triple doubles too. Although I like him now because we're on the same team, so he's my friend, but you know. I'm better.
All right. That's it. Thanks, everyone. Listen to the people's pop. Subscribe, like, comment, share, rate. Give us 5 stars. Go follow LeBron. Hashtag Wash King. We'll be back next week with more nonsense. This is SBR with Cliff and Joe. Peace.
I'm the best.